On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, we're lucky to have Andy in here. He was close, so I could see him on the radar. He was approaching. But, you know, you've got to have a pass. You've got to be on the list.
Yeah, look, and, minor technicality.
Good to see you, buddy.
Never been threatened to be thrown out of the SCG before, but that's a first.
Oh, sure.
I tell you what, this brings back memories. You know, the first thing I ever did in the media, I called the Sheffield Shield final out there the last hour of 84-85.
Yeah, right.
When I think Dave Gilbert hit it through extra cover. Wow. 2 wickets, 40 runs to chase against the mighty Queenslanders, TK.
That was
a big final.
A good as game of cricket as you will ever see as far as ebb and flow was concerned.
It was a fantastic game. And what about yesterday on the back of Barcelona getting dusted? No team's ever come back from 4-0, so that's
4-0.
The first. Never come back from 4-0 down in a Champions League tie to resurrect it. And it's good news for us in a sense because the Champions League final's due on June 3rd and Argentina are playing Brazil at the MCG on June 9th. So what everyone's saying now is that means that Messi and Neymar should be able to make the trek across to Australia for that game. So if they were playing in the Champions League final, couldn't see them coming out.
Now, Champions League, mate, we're live heading to halftime.
Yeah, look at it. Coming up, 4 or 5 minutes to go. Bayern 1, Arsenal 1. Bayern led in the 11th and Alexis Sanchez equalised just a few minutes ago. And Diego Maradona's out there in Madrid to pep up Napoli. He spoke to the team beforehand. Bit of a shame for Diego because the police were called to his hotel, had a bit of an argument with his girlfriend. We're led to believe no formal complaints, but they are doing very well in Madrid. It's 1-1 also. So the favourites are just labouring a little bit at home at the moment.
All right, we can bet live on all those matches as well. And as you mentioned, maybe good news. Sydney FC up against the Western Sydney Wanderers. The crowd's going to be spectacular. The Wanderers are getting to that desperate stage.
It's desperation. It's simple. It's desperation. I think the records show, what is it, 4 wins, 9 draws. And on the back
that's
of...
That's head-to-head.
Oh, this is their season so far. I mean, when's the last time they won a derby? It's been that long. They did do well in the last derby here at Allianz. To draw, but
it was a draw.
Yeah, look, Sydney are heavily favoured. A draw against Sydney at this stage for anyone's a good result, isn't it? But isn't it great to see that Graham Arnold wants to try and sign Bernie Mbeini outright? He's on loan from his Belgian club, and fingers crossed that does happen because, you know, as we've said time and time again, Arnie's got such depth. He's got a player for every position. There's two of them. There's two players for every position this year. It's just been fantastic.
And all under the salary cap. It's amazing.
Incredible. He juggles numbers better than anyone I know. I think good on him. Well done.
What about this survey saying professional football, it's as risky as boxing in causing brain damage?
And this goes back to the old days.
Heading the ball. I mean, continuously.
Continuously heading the ball. Blanchfield, Paisley, Astle. Astle can't remember ever playing football. His wife's come out and said there's a survey that's come out in London. It is an issue. And if you think back to the 60s and 70s, and there's probably a few listeners that can relate.
What about the old leather ball when
that's
it got
wet? Exactly.
It was like a piece of concrete.
Exactly. I didn't even have to preempt it. The thing is, those laced leather footballs, when they got wet... thank God I was a little goalkeeper in the day because I would have hated to think how many times you would head a heavy ball for your child. Forget, these are adults we're talking about. Imagine what it was like for the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. So, you know, it's no surprise with that survey. It's all about what does the Football Association do.
Yeah, well... I mean, I don't know if they might have it now. There'll be heading restrictions on kids. You've had your 5 headers... That's it for the session.
How do you police it?
Right.
You'll get to an age, and then it's like, okay, it's open slather. But up until that point, there's your 10 headers at practice.
Okay. Do you ever think they'll turn around and go the full hog and say, you know what, no heading allowed in football?
Well, what would Tim Cahill do?
Oh, he'll be retired. He'll be sitting back saying it was after my time.
It's a fundamental part of the game. You can't use your hands, but use your feet and head.
I mean, we all know our kids have all played. The balls are much lighter. Nothing as heavy as what was in days gone by.
You're having a bat today?
You're playing today, Andy.
If Mr. Winchester asked, I don't think so. I've got to prepare for our big event tomorrow that Jamie's hosting, and we've got a couple of tickets left. It's almost sold out, so it's brilliant.
Well, what event? You should tell us.
Oh, the Heartbeat of Football event at Canberra Races. Right. Yeah, I went out there during the week. What a great place.
You've never been before?
I used to live in Canberra and just watch them from the fruit shop, up top the fruit shop that we owned on Canberra Road. We did. I'm serious. You can ask old residents. I'll remember.
All right. Good.
I'm glad you got in here anyway.
No, it was all good, mate.
The security guard that wouldn't allow you. He's just standing there.
You
can get him out of here now. He's done what he's here to do.
What's that guy in the blue uniform over there with the handcuffs?
Yes, he is a bit dodgy.
Actually, Michael asked that you be kept out, but I said no.
Is that what it was? You guys put the word in.
What is it with you at the moment? Is it because we can't find any SCG footage of yourself, or...? What's going on?
By the way, you couldn't have picked a better backdrop, guys. Well done. This is, and it's a great, the primary club, what they do for charity.
It's Chroma King.
No, it's not. And wearing a Special Olympics hat, they've done so much for people with intellectual disabilities.
Oh, the
brilliant.
Trust.
Yeah.
Oh,
the primary club. I mean, Jimmy Maxwell and all those guys.
Good stuff.
We've got Jimmy on in the last half hour. Obviously, Jimmy's had his health issues recently. He had a stroke, but he's recovering nicely.
Bayern Munich 1-1 with Arsenal 1 minute before the halftime break. Real Madrid 1-1 with Napoli. And we'll keep people up to date with the second half.
Brilliant, boys. Have a good day.